You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is mimicry? The natural world can be a pretty dangerous place. Smaller animals are constantly trying to avoid becoming lunch for predators, so animals need to use many methods to survive. One of those methods is called mimicry. This is where one species has evolved to mimic or look like another species. A famous example you might be familiar with is the venomous coral snake and harmless milk snake. Both snakes have similar but not identical bands of red, yellow, and black. These bright colors act as what's called warning coloration. On the venomous coral snake, predators will recognize those warning colors and avoid attacking that dangerous snake. The milk snake evolved similar coloration to the coral snake, so predators will hopefully mistake it as dangerous and stay away. Zoologists, the scientists who study animals, have researched and classified a number of categories of mimicry. Batesian mimicry is where a harmless animal looks like a dangerous one. Examples include harmless flies, which look like stinging bees, or the false cobra, which rises up and spreads the ribs below its head to make a hood and look like the venomous cobras. Batesian mimicry is named after Henry Bates. He was a British biologist who studied butterflies in the rainforests of Brazil in the mid-1800s. Mullerian mimicry is where dangerous species look very similar. For example, both the monarch butterfly and viceroy butterfly taste bad to predators and have very similar patterns. It's named after a German biologist from the mid-1800s, Fritz Müller, who also did research in Brazil. Aggressive mimicry is where the predator resembles the prey or has a mechanism to attract prey. For example, the anglerfish has a fleshy, worm-like appendage that it'll move around to attract smaller fish, which it will then eat. Here's an easy activity to try with your kids. It relates to our milk snake, coral snake example. Maybe you've heard the poem, "Red touch yellow, kill a fellow. Red touch black, venom lack." Get two paper towel tubes and red, yellow, and black markers. Starting with the head on each tube, draw a black band, then yellow. Then keep making red, black, and yellow rings down the tube. But on one tube, have red and yellow touch. Red touch yellow is the venomous coral snake. Red touch black, the milk snake. They're similar, but not quite identical. Fortunately for the milk snake, most predators won't notice that subtle difference. Well, we've just learned a little bit about mimicry. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.